our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hey there, people. We're doing a podcast. Hey there, people, we're doing a podcast.
You already have a theme song.
Hey there, people, we're doing a podcast. Doing a podcast for you.
If that was the whole podcast, you just sing the whole time.
Why not? I could do
that. Wait, we did that once. Uh-huh. It was our best episode ever.
Do you want to do another musical episode?
Not right now. Not today. I'm not feeling a musical episode today.
But I already started singing.
I'm sorry to hear it.
Hey there, people, we're doing a podcast. That's how I sing. Hey, podcast.
That's how you've always sung. You're right, that's how you sing. That's you.
So, Fallout.
Fallout 4. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, hello, and welcome to the Adam and Holly Rawson podcast. I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And Fallout 4 is awesome.
We've played a lot of Fallout 4. Took like a day or two off, and then now I've been like, so dog meat really gets in the way a lot.
I know, I tell him to just, I don't like even bring him,
though.
Him along.
I really like having him along. Like, sometimes he finds stuff for me. Like, I never would have found that pipe with stuff in it, but he did.
Do you like when he, like, rolls on his back?
Does he roll his back? Air? I haven't seen that yet. I saw him play with a teddy bear. Mm-hmm. If you give him a teddy bear, he'll play with it right away. He'll play with one on his own sometimes, too, but if you give him one, he'll play with it.
Well, yeah, because he's a dog.
Yeah, I know, and he can't die, but he does get hurt real bad.
Yeah,
sometimes.
You gotta stim pack him.
I stim packed him a couple
times. He's like, oh, I'm hurt.
I don't have that many stim packs, though, so I can't be like, just giving them out willy-nilly.
Yeah, well, I just eat food before I use my stim packs.
Yeah, I should do that. I haven't
Because the stim packs don't weigh anything, and food weighs something.
That's true.
So you just eat all your Dandy Boy apples and your Instamash.
I feel like I get crippled a lot, though.
And your cram.
Cram.
Just cram it in your face.
Yep. Cram it in.
And your bubble gum.
I haven't eaten the bubble gum.
And great Mentats.
No, Mentats are bad, aren't they?
No. I use Chems. Buff Out is awesome.
Is it? Mm-hmm. I don't know what it does.
It increases your strength and endurance.
I just
by
know
like
I
three.
Accidentally took it once.
And like plus 60 hit points or something like that.
Oh,
it's
it increases
awesome.
Your strength. Also, you can take Buff Out and then fast travel back home to drop your shit off.
Yep.
Never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea.
See, you should start taking drugs.
Nah.
It's important.
I'm good.
They're good.
No, but you get addicted to them. Like, you can't get
hooked
on
them. There's a drug that removes all addictions.
And I'm not interested in any of that.
Edictol.
I'm not doing any of that. I don't want to.
It's your loss. You're the one who's not playing the game fully.
How many times do you have to take the drugs before you get addicted?
I don't know. But if you have enough of them, you just keep taking them, and then you're just awesome all the time.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm good. I feel like I'm good. You know what we never talked about Until Dawn? We're going to do Until Dawn spoilers that one time.
Oh,
then
yeah.
We never did. And it
it's
turns
a Wendigo.
Out it doesn't matter. Oh, hey, wow, okay. Because we're just jumping into that.
Spoilers.
Spoiler alert. So the reason we were going to talk about Until Dawn is because there's so goddamn many plot holes. Like,
it's
plot holes the game.
We should go through from the beginning. So the first thing, it's just a prank hand. Yeah, that's... So anyway, the story of Until Dawn is there's, like, this girl who... She likes a boy, and he like, everybody, all of her friends, like, play a joke
They,
that,
like, prank her.
Like, because
like, he likes
like,
her,
he likes
but he
her,
doesn't.
But he doesn't. And it's so obvious.
And it's a prank. Somehow, I don't... Pranks are dumb. I hate pranks. I think they're stupid, and I don't think anybody should ever do them.
And then, so they did the prank, and then she ran away into the woods.
She died!
So... She ran away into the woods in the middle of February. Good time.
In northern Canada.
Yeah. In Alberta.
Without a coat.
But then her sister followed her, and she brought a coat
along.
She
brought a coat, but they still only had one coat between them.
Yeah. So then, there's something was chasing them.
Something chased them off a cliff.
And then they fell off a cliff and died.
You like see them hit their heads and shit.
Yeah, and then they're like all dead.
But then the next year, everybody goes back to the hunting lodge or the camp lodge thing. Like, that's a good idea. Like, oh, people died last year. Because
they have a brother who was drunk when they died.
Yeah, and he like feels bad about it.
Yeah, so he wanted everybody to come back so they can have a good time.
Yep.
But then shit starts happening. Like
people get kidnapped.
And then it's like Saw and then cutting people in half.
Mm-hmm.
And then other stuff. It's a cool game.
Other stuff. There's just a lot of plot holes. Like a lot of places that people like you could have just left or like that didn't have to happen in any way, shape or form.
Who could have left? Oh, when they were okay. So there's some spoiler stuff here because
if you don't want spoilers, skip ahead like probably 5 minutes. I doubt we'll talk about this more than 5 minutes.
So it turns out that spoilers starting now. It turns out that one of the girls wasn't actually dead.
Right, she fell off the cliff, but she didn't die, and she had to resort to eating her sister to stay alive.
Right, but after a month, and there was people searching for her, and there's also a guy that lives down there.
Yeah.
Who didn't bother helping her.
Yeah, so when she fell, like, near a mine. There's, like, a mine underneath this lodge. And there's a guy, like, who lives in the woods up there. And, like, so, a big spoiler. The actual real baddie in the game is the Wendigo, which is a spirit that inhabits people who are cannibals and makes them, like, monsters.
Monsters. Scary monsters.
And this guy, like, hunts the Wendigo and tries to keep him in check. And he doesn't find this girl for like a month,
mm-hmm.
and they do like a sweeping search of the whole mountain, and they don't find this girl.
Right,
but her friends find their friends find them in like a night.
Yeah, and I also want to know how did she survive down there in the freezing cold for a month?
Yeah, well, she had her sister's coat, so her you know that's coat. Something.
And also, how did all the other Wendigos not eat her?
Yeah, I don't have any idea. It's impossible.
Yeah, the game doesn't. I mean, it's a cool story if you don't think about the plot holes. You don't but think that's about everything. Holes. Everything has plot holes.
I know, but they're not usually that glaring.
Yeah,
they're pretty bad.
Yeah, it was a fun game though. I enjoyed playing through it 12 times.
Now you only played it through four.
Four times. Yeah, I wanted
that
to make sure
that was too many though.
Yeah, I was done by the end.
Yeah, I know you were gonna keep the game and like play it again in a year, but
I might play it again in a year. It'll be like $20 in a year.
Yeah, but you finished it. Like you got the platinum trophy. What else was left?
I did all the things. I got everybody dead. I got everybody alive.
Yeah, everybody alive.
I saved the dog.
Yeah, you did save the dog.
By accident, the first time.
It's fine. You still saved him. Well, I mean, he's a wolf, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well, he's...
speaking of dog wolves, okay, we should make a note. All right, 7 minutes and 8 seconds plus however much time is left with the that's where the spoilers end. So that people don't miss vital information.
Oh, you can start at 7 minutes and 8 seconds.
Like 38 after the theme song, though.
Okay.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about D&D last night. Mm-hmm. Speaking of dogs, you guys flew on some wyverns with your pet wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Travis.
We were bad at it. Some of us were bad at it.
You were bad at it. Videl was okay. Your wyvern, you were going to fail like one or two more times and it was just going to buck you off. And you were going to be left in a ravine. But I was getting bored of it, so you survived. And then you made friends with a cloud giant, and then you fought a rug.
Uh-huh.
And then
we had a big fight with a rug.
Beat a half dragon.
Yeah, we beat one of the big baddies in our campaign.
You did beat a big baddie, but you didn't get the big baddie's loot. There's a bigger baddie, though. You found out there's a dragon.
Yeah, well, we can still get the loot. We just gotta figure it out.
You don't technically have to fight the dragon.
There's something where their chest is invisible.
Yeah. Invisible chest. No, I mean, I guess technically, like, you don't have to fight the dragon.
I won't give up until I get what's in that chest.
Because dragons, talk, so I guess you could talk to it. Yeah. I don't know how amenable it is to that.
I don't know. There's a password or something.
If you're not gonna give up until you find what's in that chest, I mean, we're gonna be there a while. Campaign over, basically. We're at an impasse.
So there's nothing in the chest is what you're saying?
I've told all of you so many times there's nothing in the chest. There's nothing in the chest. You guys
why would it be locked and empty?
Because teleport.
Okay.
That is all.
You teleport?
Yep.
Why would you teleport stuff out of how do you get at it?
I can't give you all the answers to this. I can't give it to you.
I'll just look it up in the book.
No, you're not going to look it up in the book.
No,
you're not.
No, I won't.
It's fine.
Anyway.
I'll tell y'all about it, like, after we finish the entire campaign.
We'll forget it. We won't.
I know you will. You'll forget. We already forgot, like, all the cool stuff you guys did at the beginning.
Like what?
Like, remember when y'all were, like, tied to a stake and you got out and then, like...
No, we got captured. You mean when we got captured?
Yeah, same thing. Tied to a stake, captured, same thing. I don't know. You guys have just done a lot of stuff that I think everyone's kind of forgotten about.
Mm-hmm. I like our dog, Travis.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I can't wait until someone can actually speak with him. I know Vidal was going to take, like, a talk to animals thing, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
He's got a story. Everybody's got a story.
Travis has a story.
Of course Travis has a story. I mean, he's with you, isn't he?
We have a dog named Travis in our game.
A wolf named Travis.
He's a dog.
He's a wolf. Shayna rides him. Yeah. Like, he's big enough for a small animal to ride.
Yeah, he's a big dog. He's nice and fluffy.
He is nice and
we gave him
fluffy.
A bath.
You gave him a bath because he really needed it.
I needed it more, though.
You probably did. Did you ever wash your clothes?
Yeah, in the bathtub.
So, what's been going on this week? What are you doing? What's besides Fallout 4, which is the obvious
go to work
thing.
Every day.
Yep. Do you have anything cool at work? You said
you
had to drive through a bunch of mud today.
Yeah, it was down on, like, 47th and Washington, where they're building a house.
Oh.
And there was just mud right in the corner. I had
to
drive over.
Did you have to just unlock a car? Or?
Yeah, it was one of the construction guy's car. He locked his keys in it.
Oh, lame.
He didn't even have enough money.
What?
He had to, like, ask the other people for money.
I mean, do you guys only accept cash?
No, but he said he was paying with cash, so I didn't bring the credit card machine.
Card thing, sure. But then he didn't actually have the cash.
Yeah.
He was probably hoping that if he didn't have the cash that you'd just be like, well, just give me whatever you got.
Yeah.
Because I know people
don't
like that.
It don't work like that.
It don't work like that. Can you, like, send... What happens if you show someone somewhere and they don't have the cash? They say it's cash and they
then
don't
we
have
don't,
it.
Then we take their car keys. No, I have no idea.
I mean, could you, like, send them a bill?
That's not going to do anything.
So, do you make them pay you before you unlock the car?
No, you unlock the car and then you park somewhere so they can't get out, like, leave easily. And then sometimes if you just hold on to their keys, like, you open the door, you take their keys, and then they pay you and you give them their keys.
What if they don't pay you, though?
Then,
like, for real?
Then you're holding their keys.
That sounds like a fight. There's got to be a better way.
I don't know.
I think you should just bring the credit card machine with you every time.
Well, you usually do, but...
Yeah.
But when you're on the phone and they say, he says, I'm paying with cash, then you don't bring it, because you don't need it.
I probably would anyway. Just, in case it doesn't actually have cash.
I mean, you could always, yeah. Whatever.
I know,
anyway.
I know. I'm just saying. I did a very repetitive thing at work today that I have to do more of tomorrow.
Yay.
Yay. Also, I don't speak French, and it's becoming increasingly difficult in my job. Because part of my job involves translating stuff into French-Canadian, but I don't translate.
Take off, eh? That's French-Canadian.
No, that's just Canadian.
You speak almost French. You speak Spanish.
I speak some Spanish.
Thing.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of, like,
the
if I need to compare... Yeah, if I need to, like, compare two lines of text to be like, does this line of text say roughly what this line of text says in English and French, I can do it. But I don't know, like, the ins and outs of, like, is the grammar correct? Like, I have no idea on that.
Mm.
Or what a lot of the words. Although I'm starting to learn some of the words.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you start learning languages on your phone? You could learn French, so then
you
get
I was
better.
Learning Swedish, because that's more interesting.
Yeah.
I don't really want to move to France. I'd rather move to Sweden.
You come from France. I am French.
Oh, yeah, things happen in France. I feel like we should acknowledge that.
Stuff happens all over the world, but we only care about it if it's in countries that are developed.
Yeah, we only care about it if it's white people.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, really.
Yeah.
I feel like we should care about it when it's other people, too.
Yeah.
That's all. What else have we been doing? God, we really have boring lives, don't we? I made apple crumble pie yesterday. You know what, though? Didn't need to be a pie. I feel like the pie crust was completely lost in the rest of it, and it could have just been apple crumble.
Yeah, and I know what you mean about those apples.
Yeah.
They weren't the best
baking
apples.
They weren't the best baking apples. They got a little grainy.
Yeah.
They got a little mushy. But you know what? They were cheap.
Yeah.
They were super cheap.
I think
so.
It needed a little more sugar in the pie.
You think so?
Yeah, it was like too tart for an apple pie.
I don't know. I liked it.
Or maybe the texture. It was too dark.
The texture was wrong.
Yeah, the texture was wrong. It
and
needed to be more soft apples.
But everybody seemed to like it because the whole pie got it.
Yeah,
And I made homemade caramel, which I think was better than the pie was.
Yeah, Caramel on ice cream, vanilla ice cream is pretty awesome.
I was thinking about trying to make a pumpkin pie for next week. Yeah. We're coming up on Thanksgiving. So.
I agree.
Yeah.
Tell me more about your pumpkin pie that you're making.
I haven't made it yet, but it's going to be
You can make
pie
one tomorrow if you
it.
Want.
No, I got it. So here's the thing. I'm perfectly willing to bake, but I have to bake when it's going to be shared with other people, or we're just going to eat the whole thing and get it.
You can make
better.
A little one for me.
I don't know how to make a little pie. I don't have little pie tins.
You have 12 of them, or 24 of them in one thing.
That is a muffin tin and an entirely different thing.
You can't put pies in there?
No.
What if you make little pie crusts and put a little pumpkin stuff in it?
No, I don't think that would work. I don't know how I would make that work.
I don't know either, but I think
they
you should
sell,
try.
They sell, like, little tart pans and little pie tins and stuff. Like, I'm willing to do that. I'd make pumpkin tarts. Like, okay. Little tiny tarts, but,
tart.
But I don't have those things.
Tart.
Every time I go to Bed Bath & Beyond, I'm like, I'm just gonna get some little tart things that I never do.
Yeah.
I never do.
Tart.
Tart.
The ones with the little crinkly edges on them?
Yeah, the ones with the little crinkly edges on them.
You should make
just
a big
roll
tart.
A rolling pin over. I should make a big tart? I don't have a big tart pan.
Yeah, but you can get them.
I can get them, but I haven't...
It's just like a pie with the crinkly edges, right?
Yeah, generally. Usually it's a little bit thicker crust.
Can you make an onion tart?
Yeah, you can totally make an onion tart. I had like a recipe for like an onion and goat cheese tart somewhere.
Because we have a million onions in the freezer.
We don't have that many left. I think we only have two things.
There should be
left.
Like three big cups of it.
Was there three?
There was three left that we never used again.
I mean, they're still frozen. They're probably still good.
Probably.
What
else can we use them with?
Onions. What?
What else can we use them with?
I mean, you can put them in like a burger. Yeah. You can put them in mashed potatoes. You can do all
burgers.
Sorts of stuff with them. We just never do.
We keep forgetting.
We have them.
We should make,
like, hardly ever open the freezer.
We have potatoes. We should make mashed potatoes.
We just had spaghetti. I don't feel like I
No,
need
I mean,
mashed
not right
potatoes.
Now, but tomorrow.
Oh, you mean, like, well, we're making soup tomorrow.
Yeah. Mashed potatoes and soup.
Mashed potatoes and soup. The classic dish, mashed potatoes and soup. You all know about it, how good mashed potatoes and soup is.
And maybe, like, a mashed potato sandwich.
Mashed potato sandwich.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's actually a thing. Like, I've seen people put mashed potatoes and turkey on a sandwich of leftover Thanksgiving stuff.
You put meatloaf leftover and mashed Christmas potatoes stuff. On a sandwich.
I think you should just eat meatloaf and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, but you put it on a bread, and then it's a sandwich.
No, I like making meatloaf cupcakes. I haven't done that in a while. Made meatloaf cupcakes with mashed potato frosting.
It's not frosting. It's just mashed potatoes
Whatever.
On top.
I liked it.
You have a cupcake dish.
I do have a cupcake. It's got 24 things.
And you'd
in
have
it.
To clean it because I can't clean it right.
Yeah, I think the difference between us is I clean every little thing, and you're just like, I'll rinse it.
Yep,
that's good.
It's clean enough.
Clean enough. It's not clean enough.
Yep. Well.
So we're recording in the bedroom right now.
Do we have a snack?
We don't have a new to us snack. I don't think. Do you have a snack?
Hold on.
All right, I'll think while you're gone. We're recording in the bedroom because our microphone's crap, and it doesn't want to recognize very easily on Adam's computer, so it's only recognized on mine. Speaking of which, if you would like to donate to the podcast, we are seriously kind of in need of a new microphone. Now is the time. You don't have to feel weird about it because we're friends or we know each other or anything. Like we're not going to be like, that's so weird because you gave us money. Wouldn't be sad about it at all. So please, if you've ever considered donating and you're just like, oh, I'm gonna wait for a good time, now's a good time. Adam is shaking something. I'm pretty sure you can hear that.
That's gonna make the best noise.
Yeah, that's gonna be a terrible noise on microphone.
It is. Wild Harvest Organic Strawberry Banana Juice Smoothie.
So it's a smoothie that we got at the store the other day because they were on sale for like $2. Which one did you have?
I had the kiwi mango. Oh, it was really good.
Kiwi mango something? All right. Well, I'm gonna try this first because...
It's
supposed to be my breakfast for tomorrow, but I guess we're having it as a snack instead.
Well, we could just take a sip of it and then put it as for breakfast.
Oh my god, it tastes like my favorite drink ever.
Tastes like strawberry banana juice.
It tastes like strawberry banana yoj.
It's really good, right?
It is really good, actually.
And it's so healthy. I mean, it's all fruit juice.
All right,
I'll go put it back. You can have that for breakfast.
We'll have that for breakfast tomorrow.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good.
We should get more of these.
It's very fruity.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just...
our cost effective.
It's just all fruit.
Yeah.
It's strawberry juice, banana puree, orange juice, apple juice,
got all those,
beet juice.
Like, organic, the words that...
Yeah, it says organic on the... It says organic on the label 17 times.
Yeah. Because they try to make you feel like organic actually means something, but it doesn't.
Got some vitamin C.
Vitamin C. I don't feel like I'm getting sick, but now I'm going to get even less sick than I was. Yeah, back to that. Donate if you want. Hey, do you want to bring in the Mind Trap card?
I was already gonna do that.
Okay, perfect. Been a while since we visited our Canadian friends. And by a while, I think I mean 2 weeks.
All because right, so I'm gonna do a thing on the podcast before you do these.
You're gonna do a thing on the podcast before I do these.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you just picked two random ones?
No, I picked the
Oh, we're doing this before. Don't do that before. Do that after.
Okay.
We're going to do these, and then we're going to go to our paid advertisement.
That Abdullah is one rich Arab, muttered Ali Buba.
Whoa! What a start, Canada!
As a matter of fact, he owns 100 or more camels.
Or more?
Not a chance, replied Ishmael. I know for certain he owns fewer than 100 camels. Farouk joined in. Well, let us put it this way. He owns at least one camel.
Okay.
If only one of their statements is true, how many camels does Abdullah own?
If only one is true. So if it's true that he owns more than 100, it says it's more than 100, right? Or it's 100.
The first one is 100 or more.
Yep. The second one is fewer than 100.
Fewer than 100. And the last one is at least one.
Okay. Well, at least one is also going to be the same as more than 100. So neither one of those can be... I think it has to be at least one.
I think that...
Because fewer than 100 would also be at least one. Yeah. More than 100 would also be at least one.
I think he owns zero camels.
Only one of them can be true, though.
Exactly. Fewer than 100.
Fewer than 100.
Is zero.
Is zero.
And any other number is more than one.
Okay, that... Yeah, I'll buy that.
Yeah, that's what I'll say. Abdullah doesn't own any camels.
Yeah.
If the first statement is true, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we already went through that.
Oh, we got it.
Ben can never tell a lie.
Oh.
George can never tell the truth. One of them said, the other one said he is George. Which one said that? Explain.
Ben can't... Oh, God, it's like a fucking essay question.
This is like Labyrinth.
I'm sorry, it was Ben...
Ben can't tell a lie, George can't tell the truth.
And someone said the other one is George?
Yeah. Someone said the other one said he is George.
The other one said he is George. So if Ben said that the other one said he is George, that would have to be a lie, because George can't say that he's George, so I think George said it.
George said that the other one said he is George?
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. Well, it has to be, because George would say that the other one would say that he's George, because
it's
a lie.
Yeah, because it was a lie.
It was George. Since George can never tell the truth, Ben couldn't have said the other one said he was George. Yep. So this would be a true statement about a true statement made by George.
Yep. Oh, you can't just throw those around. No.
Oh, Ben. We got Ben again. Ben and Carl.
Okay.
We're in a 100 meter race.
Okay.
When Ben crossed the finish line, Carl was only at the 90 meter mark. Ben suggested they run another race. At this time, Ben would start 10 meters behind the starting line. All other things being equal, will Carl win, lose, or will it be a tie in the second race?
I think I lost that one halfway through.
Okay, so Ben went 100 meters when Carl went 90 meters.
Okay.
They're going to have another race, but Ben has to go 110 meters and Carl only has to go 100. Who will win?
So if it's 10 seconds, Ben goes 100 meters in 10 seconds. He goes 10 meters a second. The other guy goes 9 meters a second. I think second guy is going to win.
No, because 99 meters is still not 100 and he'll be at 110.
Oh, yep, you're right. You're right.
Ben's going to win either way.
Yep.
Carl will lose again.
Yep.
In the second race, Ben started 10 meters back by the time, blah, blah, blah. When finally, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Yep. Okay, we are going to go to our paid advertisement.
Paid advertisement.
You allowing us.
It's time for a paid advertisement.
Our sponsors. All right. This week, our sponsorship, it is a new service that's actually been rolling out nationwide. They started on the coast because population density, you're always better off starting on the coast. Have you heard of Uber?
Yes.
Yes. And Lyft, that sort of thing. There's also, I know there's like Handyman. Basically, it's an app, right? So it's an app that a service comes and does something for you.
Okay.
That's the general model. People are really getting into that now. Mm-hmm. This one is a little bit different, and I think they've got a really good business model going here. This is called Friendly Flush. You can download it on Android. What is it? Google Play? I don't have an Android device. iPhone. I think they even have it on Kindle.
It's on the App Store.
I don't know why anybody would have that.
They have it on Kindle?
Yeah, I know.
This is going to be big time.
They're reaching all platforms. So.
Do they have it on Windows Phone?
No, I don't think anything's on Windows Phone. Even last stuff is on Windows.
They
stop? Phone.
Do they have it on Fire Phone?
Yeah, nobody has that though. So anyway, Friendly Flush. What this is you can pay. You can either do it by subscription service or per call. If you do it per call, it's $5 a call. Mm. If you do it per month, it's only $15. So it's really? Actually, yeah, it's actually a really
that's
good
like,
deal.
I mean, that's like more in gas than it would take to get there.
I know. Well, it does scale the larger cities. It's an average of 15, but like larger cities, they'll cost more because it's harder transportation to get
I mean,
because
I know when I go out on a call, it's like $50.
Yeah, well, you're not.
This is a good deal.
But these people, this is what they do all day, though. Like, you only go on calls sometimes. So
okay, yeah, that's
anyway,
true.
So what it is, you know how like when you poop, you don't want to think about your poop anymore after you pooped it out.
I know exactly what you mean, Holly.
What these guys will do is they will come and you can just stand up, walk away from the toilet, go wash your hands, and live your life. They will come and flush the toilet for you.
You just leave it, your poops in there?
You just leave it. And they'll come flush it for you.
What
so
if
you
they forget? Like, what if you like call them or you push the button and they never show up? You just poops?
Are sitting there? You give them a bad rating. And if you do that, you can request another one.
Are the rating little poops?
No, they're not little poops. That would be, like, super tacky.
Five poops.
That'd be super tacky.
Meow,
anyway,
meow beans.
So, the other thing is, now, if you're a monthly subscriber, you get this service for free. If you are not a monthly subscriber, if you're just doing it on, like, a per-call
basis. I mean,
basis,
if you poop more than 3 times a month, getting that monthly one is a good idea.
I know. So hopefully you're pooping 3 times. You're not pooping 3 times a month, like, go to the doctor. But if you do this, like I said, per call, it's an extra $1.50 for the call. If your poop gets stuck and your toilet starts to back up, they will plunge for you.
And that's on the subscription. You can't
that,
get that
you
number.
Can. It's an extra $1.50 a call.
Only $1.50?
Yeah.
Man, these people must...
It's a startup. I'm sure prices will increase once they actually... they got to get their business in, right?
I mean, who does that, though?
I don't know.
Like, I don't want to go plunge in somebody's...
And then, if you subscribe with them... Now, this is subscribers only. If you subscribe with them for 6 months or more, what they'll do is they have a third service. So, the first two are the standard service. Mm-hmm. The third one is, have you ever been in the bathroom and you realize you're out of toilet paper, but you're the only one home and no one can help you? Everybody brings their smartphone into the bathroom with them, right? So you can go on the app and request that someone come to your place and get you toilet paper. Now, this is contingent upon you leaving your door open, so...
Right, because
it's
they
not
can't.
Great, but...
Well, I mean, they can climb in through an unlocked window.
Yeah, so that's the service. I don't know. I think it's a really great idea. So if you want to go, they mostly have the app. They do have a website, but it's kind of just a placeholder website for the app. Called friendlyflush.com. If you want to go on there, friendlyflush.com/aha podcast will get you a free month subscription.
I have another idea for them.
Yeah.
If they're listening, because, you know, we're
they're, I mean,
they paid
I can,
us.
I got their email address.
So you should tell them that when somebody comes, or you could have a service where people come to your house to make sure your stove isn't left on.
I think that's a different service, but we'll work on that. Maybe we'll do a startup. Anyway, Friendly Flush, get on
Yeah,
it.
Just call us. We'll go to your house and make sure your stove isn't on.
Yeah, like if you're on a flight and you're like, oh no.
And it's only $10.
Friendly Flush.
Oh, right, my belly hurts.
Adam is mocking a toddler who recently drank juice because they get all, their belly hurts. And then I'm in that position right now because I drank some apple juice.
He's a baby.
Apple cider. It was delicious. Don't regret a thing.
Shadow answered a call from the local university women's residence. Okay. Regarding a suspected prowler.
Did we establish whether Shadow was male or female?
Yeah.
I think we established male, right?
Yeah. Accompanied by the headmistress, Shadow inspected every room in the residence. Concluding his inspection on the third floor, Shadow surmised that the suspect was probably on that floor and quite likely a friend of the girl in 3B.
Okay.
A few minutes later, another officer found the intruder and confirmed Shadow's suspicion.
Yep.
What clue led Shadow to suspect the intruder to be on the third floor and quite likely a guest?
What did the intruder do?
Prowl. He prowled.
I don't know. Was like the window open and there was like a light on and a ladder up to the window?
This is, I don't know.
It's a super vague one.
It's Should I just look at it?
Yeah. Because
it's dumb. It's probably dumb.
It's dumb?
No, I mean, you wouldn't think of it. Shadow noticed a toilet seat was left up and concluded
a
prowler would
girl.
Not stop to use the washroom, but an invited guest, like a boyfriend, would.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, you'd never think of that. There's nothing in that that's like, it's some Sherlock Holmes shit. You gotta be there for it.
Yeah. All right, we'll do one more.
Okay.
Gulliver was traveling with a sack of lettuce, a fox, and a rabbit.
Wait, Gulliver travels?
Gulliver was traveling.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't like this one. This is a Cross the River one, isn't it?
Problem was that if you take the lettuce, the fox would eat the rabbit.
I'm not into those. Those are so lame. It's like you gotta bring, like, the fox and the lettuce across, and then bring the fox back, and then bring the chicken over, and then take the lettuce back, and bring the fox and the lettuce, or some stupid shit.
Picks up the rabbit, by this time is making its third crossing. You just keep the rabbit with you.
Yeah, it's stupid. I don't like those. Do a better one.
Okay. Shadow received a tip that the Holy Land charter was about to be hijacked by one of the passengers on board. Shadow instructed airline security to delay the flight while he conducted his investigation. Since the passengers had already boarded, the airline decided to feed them lunch. Shadow read the passenger list and began his interviews. Among those questioned were two farmers from Ireland, a nun from New York, a minister from Canada, a Hindu priest, two artists from Japan, and a Swedish businessman. After several minutes of interviewing, Shadow approached the stewardess and inquired about the lunch they were serving. We're serving roast beef sandwiches, and it's a good thing we did. Every passenger not only finished his lunch, but asked for seconds. After questioning the pilots, Shadow announced the suspect. Who was it?
Hindu priest shouldn't eat beef.
I don't even have to look at the back.
Racist.
Thank you, Canada, for
Thanks,
being
Canada,
racist.
Thanks, Canada, for being racist today. All right, so you're excited about this. This is, we got a thing going on. We're going back to the Crack Pack, guys.
So we're doing Crack a Pack. So, one thing that I surmised after the new Magic set came out, the Battle for Zendikar, when they had the new lands in it,
mm-hmm.
The previous purchase that I made of an investment of the Return to Ravnica booster box would not yield as much profit as I had hoped, because the shock lands aren't worth as much as they would have been if the new lands weren't printed. So, what I'm going to do, we're going to return to Ravnica and do some crack-a-packs
so,
here.
I would like to know, this is the one you tried to open on Halloween night, and then, no, you're too tired to make this decision.
And you made me open my fat pack instead.
Yeah.
That I should have saved.
No, there was nothing good in it. It wouldn't have mattered.
No, it doesn't matter if there's anything good in it. It's just that.
Well, you know.
Anyway, so we're going to open it.
This is actually worth less right now than you paid for it.
Yeah.
So how do we want to do this?
We're going to open one pack every week. And then,
we're doing an advent calendar.
Advent calendar, starting the day after...
No, you start
December 1st. And then we're doing crack-a-packs with the
rest. Because a box comes with enough cards, or enough packs to do that, and then...
This is the first time I've opened a box of Magic cards in a really long time.
Yeah.
We're cracking a box.
But a box comes with enough to do an advent calendar and then a little bit more. So we'll have enough for the podcast for a while.
So I'm really not familiar with these cards as much as I used to be.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if we can do the art thing.
Yeah, you might have to...
Might be able to give you some hints. What is this
little insert.
Oh, partner with us.
Okay. Pick one.
So these are super shiny. The packs are a dark purple with like a blue middle, and then the art of the person on the front. There's always a person.
Who's on the front? Who's the person?
It's a dragon guy?
Niv-Mizzet.
Who?
Niv-Mizzet.
This is Niv-Mizzet?
He's the leader of the Izzet Guild.
So this has a nice little like split thing in the middle. They don't always have that. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to describe the art. If you don't get it, then whatever.
And you can tell me what guild it's from.
I'm not sure I'll be able to know that.
Well, tell me what color it is.
I'll probably tell you the color.
Okay.
And then once we're finished with the pack, we're going to pick the scariest card in the pack.
The scariest card, okay.
Sure, why not? I don't know if there's a better...
You could pick the cutest card.
We could pick the cutest card. MT Caster does that,
yeah.
Though.
Okay, scariest. Because
it's... All right.
Scary.
Okay, we might go with the cutest.
We'll see.
Alright, this is like a plaza of people all staring up, and there's a huge shadow on the plaza. And a green card.
I have no idea.
Let me read the flavor text here. The prohibition of unnecessary tossing of the citizenry by giants shall also extend to spontaneous giants. Mysterious edict provision... 7.789.2.
Is it like a giant growth variant?
It is a giant growth.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess giant growth was in Return to Ravnica.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. This is a guy walking across town with a bag over his shoulder and a whole bunch of shit. He's like a big, tall, blue-green guy.
It's a blue-green
creature? No, it's not a blue-green card. The dude himself is blue-green.
What color is the card?
It's a blue card. And the flavor text is, information travels quickly through Ravnica's network of messengers and thought agents. It is a Vedalken creature?
Yeah, I figured he's Vedalken. Does he have four arms?
I only see two arms.
Okay. No, Mirrodin and Vedalken have four arms.
Mm.
I don't know if the Ravnican ones do.
I've already
they look like
you,
aliens.
I've already given you half of the name of the card. But you didn't know it.
No, I don't know it. I don't know any of these.
He is a crosstown courier. He's walking across town.
He sure is. They look like aliens.
Alright. This is a red card for one mana. It's an instant.
Mm-hmm.
The art appears to be two either guys in heavily plated armor or robot guys. I don't really know the difference. And they are, they got some weapons that have lightning coming out of them.
Lightning strike?
And then...
No, sure strike?
And
something.
Then the flavor text is, nothing evens the odds, like a little lightning.
Is it the one that gives them plus one, plus zero in first strike?
No. Plus two, plus zero, and overload. For three.
Oh, it's an is it spell. Because overload's
sure.
Is it. Yeah,
I've never seen overload before. Anyway, cast the spell for its overload cost. If you do, change this text by placing target with each. Oh!
Yeah, is
that's
it? Does it? Yeah.
Alright, this is Dynacharge. Alright. This is a red blue card.
Okay. That means it's is it?
It is. There's a goblin guy with a big nose, and he's like.
Electromancer.
Goblin Electromancer.
I know him.
When asked how much power is required, isn't mages always answer? More.
He's real good. Do you see how good he is?
Yeah.
He makes all your spells cast less.
Alright, this is black-green.
Golgari.
Yep. And it's a person with a basket on their back. They're kneeling down, and they seem to be raiding like a real moldy, cobwebby corpse. And the flavor text is, to the Golgari, anything buried is treasure.
Grizzly salvage?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I'm good at this.
Mm-hmm.
I was not Oh, yeah. Look at that. That is grizzly salvage. Sure is.
This is an imp flying above a city, town, and the it's black. And the flavor text is, one of the many reasons why open-air markets close at dusk.
Dusk imp?
Daggerdrome imp.
Dagger. I wouldn't have gotten that. 1/1 flying lifelink.
There's a Fibblethip on top of a doorway. One piercing stare usually convinces thieves to go elsewhere. The blue homunculus card.
Bonded fetch. No, that's from a different one.
Doorkeeper.
He's
so cute!
Oh, yeah.
He's
a homunculus.
He gets cutest card.
Okay.
Super cute.
He is pretty cute. He's not scary, though. This Daggerdrome imp is pretty scary.
Yeah.
He's got big, mean teeth.
Yeah, I'm going cute. I decided. Right.
Well, we'll do both.
We can do both. There's a gate. And it's black red.
Rakdos Guildgate.
There you go. This is a person who seems to be growing up vines around himself. It's a green card. Flavor text is, only a worthy few are permitted with the within the sentient forest known as Axebane.
Axebane Guardian?
Uh-huh.
He's pretty good.
Oh, this one's kind of cute, too. This one is... This is an instant for one blue mana. It's like a little beastie guy with some little tusks and a tail. And he's floating in the middle of the air, and there's like blue lightning going up through him. This is Downsize. And it's pretty cute. He's pretty cute.
No, he's little.
He's not going to beat Doorkeeper, but...
He's pretty cute.
I have a feeling that guy's supposed to be bigger.
And he's little.
Is that our last common?
I don't know. Is the next one uncommon?
Yeah, I was just asking if that was common or not.
Yeah.
All right. We have a green card. And to be honest, this lady doesn't have enough clothes on. She's looking. She's got her hand up. She's like looking out on a city.
Mm-hmm.
And the flavor text is raked by vertical spikes of glass and stone. Ravnica's vistas offer only a rare glimpse of the horizon.
I don't know.
Seek the horizon.
Oh, seek the horizon. Look at her seeking it.
Alright.
She's looking for it.
We got a guy here with a white face. And
Crow's the Guildmage.
A big old gavel.
No. Oh, Azurius something.
No, and it's white-blue. And the flavor text is, my ruling is final, order is upheld, justice is done.
It's Azurius. I just don't know what it is.
Fall of the gavel.
What does that do?
Oh.
Counter target spell, you gain 5 life. Okay. That's a dumb looking Vidalkin. 5 mana counter spell. I don't know. I mean, I guess you gain 5 life.
This card kind of looks like it belongs more in the current set.
It's a tentacle monster.
I don't think it's tentacles, though. I think it might be tree vines. It's a green white. It's an elemental creature. 8/8 vigilance.
Oh, yeah, that guy. I don't remember what he's called.
When one of the great guardians arises, it sweeps enemies aside like chaff, yet takes care not to crush a single insect underfoot.
It's Selesnya.
It is Risen Sanctuary.
Oh, yeah, okay. He looks kind of like an Eldrazi, but, like, nice one.
All right. I think this is a decent card.
Okay.
And by decent, I mean pretty good. And by pretty good, I mean good. I think this guy has a Rakdos symbol burning into his chest.
Okay.
He likes, looks real agonized about it.
Oh, that's, yeah, it kills a Planeswalker.
Yep.
Dreadbore. Yeah.
Destroy target creature, Planeswalker, for 2 mana.
Yeah. That is a good, that's a good card. That's
and
our rare.
And we have a Knight token.
Okay.
And a Swamp.
Dreadbore. That's a good first pack.
Yeah. Not bad at all. What did we decide to do with the other extra packs?
We're just doing them for cracker packs until they go away.
No,
or we can do a giveaway.
No, we're not giving this shit away.
We're not.
We need money more than we need to give away money.
Yeah, I know. But it's nice to give a giveaway.
Nobody ever enters our giveaways.
Well.
We try to have giveaways all the time. Nobody wants to do it. We've been trying to give away a winning $5 lottery ticket for like 6 months. Nobody wants it. Free $5. Nobody wants it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think it is about time that we wrap up the podcast. Any parting words?
Mm-hmm. Top 3.
Oh. Top 3.
How about the top 3 top 3s that we've done?
No.
No? It's too meta?
Top 3, looking around the room, colors of t-shirts that you like to wear. Hey, it's a valid question. Top 3 t-shirt colors. Go.
Gray. Oh, wait. Gray's my number one.
Here's number one. Mm. I'm going to go with red.
Black is my number 2.
Like a dark gray?
I mean, that's still gray.
Yeah, but it's different. It's a distinctly different than like a light gray or a heather gray.
I have a purple shirt that I like to wear.
Yeah. My number one's black, because black's easy, right? Because like, what are you going to, you spill something on, you can't even tell.
My favorite shirt is gray.
With other gray on it. Yeah, you still have that shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You got rid of your favorite shirt.
My other favorite shirt that was really old and
yeah,
not
we,
favorite
we
anymore.
Yeah, we threw that away.
All right, so that's our Return to Ravnica box that we're opening one pack a week.
So that'll be fun. That's a much more interesting crack-a-pack than,
Yeah, because everything is varied.
Our scary one this week is Dagger Drome Imp. He is actually kind of freaky.
Mm-hmm.
And our cute guy is Doorkeeper.
Look him up.
He's real cute. Homunculus, mm-hmm. You guys. Super cute.
So the thing is, we can't pick the same cute one every week.
No,
if
we
you
won't.
Get another Doorkeeper,
he's not the cute one.
He's,
gonna have to be a different guy.
I think this guy's cute.
Which guy? No, Risen Sanctuary,
he's
not
cute.
No, if there's going to be a second cute, it's going to be the downsized guy.
Maybe
yeah.
Next week.
Maybe next week.
And then Grizzly Salvage will be the scary one.
All right, friends and family and whoever else listens
whoever
to this,
listens.
We will see you next week.
Later, taters.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the pod.